Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Sis Lulu, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Zama. Good afternoon to the AWR listener.
Yes, are you well? Have you been good? It's been a minute.
Yes, I have been good. August has taken its toll on me, but I'm getting there.
Oh, man. You know, glad that you are doing well. We're going to be talking to you about, relationships. And, of course, I think this is the first of a few conversations we're going to be having with you. So, every relationship is unique. And people come together for many different reasons. However, there are also some characteristics that most healthy relationships have in common. So in this series, over the next few weeks, we will be working towards building healthy relationships within our families. So, Sis Lulu, please do take and share with us what can we expect from this series and what kind of topics we'll be covering.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Zama. Thank you for the invitation. So I am going to be actually looking at how we can build relationships that are healthy, relationships that are going to be a safe haven, not just for us, but for our children as well. I'm passionate about relationships because working as a psychologist, I see how what I see presenting later actually has its beginning from those very homes, those havens that are not safe. You know, we are a factory that is producing something. So my passion comes from exactly what I see later. So I want us to look at how to stop it, how to close the gap. So for me, it's going to be building safe relationships where people are going to grow up and thrive instead of spending their whole life trying to recover from brokenness and woundedness that they suffered from their childhood.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, why are relationships so important in your view?
Sure. Oh, relationships are quite important. I mean, we are relational human beings. We are relational beings right from the time God said it is not good for men to be alone. I mean, you can take it back there when God says, looks at Adam and he says, you know what, actually, it's not good for men to be alone. And if you think about God himself, God, the Trinity, that is a relationship itself.
Yeah.
So relationships are very, very important, Zama, because they're important for our own well-being. They are important for personal growth. They are important for buffering. They are important for support. They are important for growth as well. Because, I mean, within a relationship, that is where you also grow. That is where you learn tolerance. You learn patience. You learn love. You learn selflessness. You know, outside of a relationship, there are some values that you'd never learn. That is why relationships, and of course, relationships are where we lean on. These are the things. These are where people get us, where we can fall and know that someone is going to catch us. You know, one writer has said, you cannot carry yourself no matter how strong you are. And I always say, you didn't bring yourself into this world. So the people who brought you here are also very, very important to carry you throughout.
Very important. Very, very important. Thank you so much for that. Now, what would you say is today's presentation or lesson?
Sure. So when I was thinking about it, I thought the most important thing for me would be build with intentionality, because you get to live in this house, you know? Intentionality, because what I've seen from the people I've seen who are struggling in relationships, is that there is this thing of actually believing that good relationships just happen. You know, it's almost like it's mana. You can just go to sleep and you're going to wake up. You've got this beautiful, thriving relationship. And Zama, if you are cooking a vegetable stew and you're going to chop onions, throw them in, throw some water, put in your veggies, boil, put salt, then you shouldn't be surprised if what you are getting is different from someone who's going to fry some onion, put in some garlic and herb, allow you to stew, marinate. You know, it's different. So sometimes we're expecting this beautiful curry when all that we've been doing really is just throwing in a few ingredients and hoping, voila, we're going to eat something that is going to be palatable.
Well, nicely put there. So, Sis Lulu, just as a way of coming out of this, because we're just doing it really an intro today, so next week at this time, what are we going to be looking at? So, because we're going to have a full 15-minute conversation, and what can our listeners look forward to?
Sure. So what I want to do next week, Zama, is because I am an imago therapist, I think I'm going to be laying the background towards why do I practice within this therapeutic view. For me, the lens is always very important. And obviously, it's not the gospel truth. There are many, many theories around how do you make a relationship work and thrive. However, I am a specialist when it comes to imago therapy. So I'm going to be looking at a very, very important concept of you are born in relationships, wounded in relationships, but you can also be healed in the context of relationships. And in this case, the romantic relationship. So that is what we'll be looking into.
Lovely. Now, Sis Lulu, imago therapy, please explain. I've not heard of this word before.
Oh, you've never heard of the word imago? Okay. So when we speak about imago, in fact, what imago poses is that individuals can recover their wholeness through their connection in relationship. So the creator is Harvey Hendrix. And what he says is, we are born in relationship. We are wounded in relationship. And we can be healed in relationship. So when you're training as a marriage therapist, then what you are trained to do is to help people recover their wholeness so that within the context of a marriage, there can be healing for the one who's wounded. There can be growth for the one who's providing the containment. So imago therapy is really about marriage. Is not about happiness, it's about wholeness. And how similar is that to God and holiness? Where marriage, again, when you look at it from God's point of view, it's supposed to make you holier instead of happier.
Wow, that's actually a very interesting view. Man, I'm actually already looking forward to this conversation, and I do hope that our listeners are definitely looking forward to it. But for today, Sis Lulu, thank you so much for coming through and giving us a background and an intro of what we are going to be having next week on Tuesday, and of course on the other Tuesdays. And I must say to our listeners, we are blessed to have Sis Lulu here every 15 minutes on Tuesdays. She's going to be joining us, so please do make sure that you tune in that alarm and let it remind you 10 past 5 every Tuesday. She's got to be here. Sis Lulu, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Zama. I'll see you next week at 10 past 5 then. I'm very excited.
Thank you. I'm excited, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.